Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on. Step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefits of serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen. So no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on. Step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefits of serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God. Amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen. For the victory, for the victory. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Amen. Be grateful for the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be grateful for the victory. Amen. That's all you want. Just be grateful. Or be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Each and every day. Amen. We wake up. We have to be grateful for the victory. When you slept in the night, it was, you have to be grateful.
Yeah,
amen. When you woke up this morning, you're grateful.
Many didn't wake up this morning. And I'm one of the ones that did. Amen. I just don't know. Millions didn't make it. But I'm one of the ones that did. So are you grateful about it this morning? It's all about being grateful. And when you walk in gratefulness, amen. And you walk in joy. You walk in your feet. I'm grateful. I appreciate what God gave me. I want him to know it. I want him to know it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, you want him to know it. You're thankful for where he brought you from, amen. You know where you could have been, amen. Hallelujah. And when you know where you could have been, and you know where he brought you from, Thank you.
I am delivered, amen.
Yes.
I am.
Oh, Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his presence today. Amen. I am here. I'm here. Amen. Come on, see. What you say? What comes out of your mouth? With the mouth, confession is made to salvation. By saying, I'm here. Yeah, if I say I am here, that means God is here. Because I am here. Huh? He's everywhere, amen. I say, I know he's here because he's on my presence. That means that he's here, he's there, over there. And you need to know he's with you in your house or your home or wherever you are today. Amen. God is with you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Someone else. Go ahead, brother.
Amen.
We got some new people on the line. And one of them called me after the line one day and said, he was crying. He was like, you really blessed me. I said, well, thank God. He said, he's blessed. He called, blah, 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 blah. And then the next hung up and called me back. Because I had Mitch's $100 restaurant. He said, is there anything I can do? I said, what do you mean? How much more do you need? Well, I said, X amount of dollars. And she said, give me your bank account. Your pardon? Give me your bank account. I'm a blessing to you in this, your restaurant.
Thank you.
I'm believing you. You help me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That woman, I gave my bank account. I'm going to go turn it down.
Hey, man.
I didn't ask. You volunteered. But it went back to what Dallas said. Somebody, God said he had killed you of a thing before it sprang forth. And I had this, like, I asked him about nothing. I'm going to wait on the Lord. But the little did I know, I was waiting on the Lord. That she came and just took that thousands of dollars in my bank account. Tomorrow, we're going to get our key.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I was just listening to what Primo was saying about the people that in the hospital when I was in there, they would tell me about amputation of my foot and all this. I said, man, it's too crazy. I believe in the one that gave you the challenge to do this. And they think I didn't know what they was talking about because they don't realize that I did do this.
Amen.
So I knew everything that they were saying. They thought I was going to eat it. They didn't know, and they were going to talk me into doing something. Same thing I told my doctor in California. Look here, dude. You speak what I speak.
Amen.
And I'm speaking faith and I'm going to be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now he started praying. Hey, I didn't think you were right. But you're right. And I said, well, it's just God.
Amen.
You know, I'm just going to believe in the one that gave you the talent to do what you do. You're trained to tell me one thing, but God is trained to tell me something else.
Amen.
And that's what I'm going to believe. And so today I'm healed.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The hope of my peace is healed. And don't all things work together for your good.
All right.
God heal me up right when I'm about to receive my keys. I can go to work.
Thank you.
You can do nothing, wait on nobody no more.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Because
you know, I said some years ago that God spoke to me and said to, he said to teach people, he told me not, he said, don't teach people how to be saved. Not how to be, you know, how sometimes we spend all of our time on talking to you about being saved. He said, teach people how to live.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
Thank God. Show people how to live. Teach people how to live. Because we realize we're on a journey here, man. And I know God has taken us to the promised land, but we got to live until we get there. Or you got to have life until we come, amen. But as the Lord said, he said, occupy till I come, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell us to give up on everything else. He told us to occupy till we come, amen. Continue to work what? Till we come. Continue to what? Live until we come. 3 John chapter 2, verse 2, Sister Babe.
Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers.
Amen. Praise God. I guess I'll take for a thought today, amen. God wants you to prosper.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
That God wants you to prosper.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You know, when you look at the scripture here, this 3 John, you know, some people say, you know, here John was writing and he was telling people he wanted them to have a good journey, a great journey. You know, as you get ready to, when you're going somewhere and you're going on a trip somewhere and someone might say to you, what? Have a prosperous trip, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when they say to you, have a prosperous trip, it means that they want you to be safe, amen. Amen.
Amen.
They want you to be safe. That's all
amen.
You can. And we have to realize that we are taking the trip. And what do we say? God wants us to prosper in this trip, amen.
Uh-huh.
And not only be prosper, but what?
Amen.
He wants us to be in good health.
Mm-hmm.
Even as our soul prosper, as we get more learning, you know, we learn more of God, that means your soul is being prospered, amen. But we have to realize that what? One thing you have to know for sure is that God wants me to prosper.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
God wants me to prosper. Amen.
That's right.
But one thing I found out about us, you know, when we talk about prosperity and being blessed, amen, you have to realize that one thing you have to realize is that's what God wants for my life. That means this is the will of God. How many know it's the will of God for you to be blessed? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Did God want you to be blessed? Mm-hmm. God never did want us to go around being empty-handed, amen.
Right.
But he wanted us to be blessed, amen. Mm-hmm. I don't know why God will say to us, amen, praise God, that in the book of Exodus, he said, it is God that gives you the power to get wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, being wealthy don't mean all the time that I'm going to have all the money, amen, but I can be wealthy in blessings, I can be wealthy in health, amen. I can be wealthy in what I'm doing. I can be wealthy, you know, I can be blessed in what I'm doing. But one thing we got to realize that we can't prosper unless we follow principles. Mm-hmm. Have principles you have to follow.
Amen.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
How many of you know there are principles you have to follow?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, anything that God does, there are principles that you have to follow. Now, this is one of the reasons God said, seek ye first what?
The
kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be rewarded to you. So he let you know, if you seek the kingdom and his righteousness, you'll be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But there are principles that we have to follow. Now, we can disagree on everything, but one thing we can't disagree is on principles.
Amen.
See, the kingdom is the way God works. It's the way God does things. And the way God does things, God has principles in the way that he does things, amen, in order for you to prosper, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to follow principles, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you're going to prosper and be there. Now, we got some principles that we follow now. You know, when we look at Proverbs 3:9, I believe, Proverbs 3:9, when Proverbs 3:9 talks about what that we should what give God the first fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? No. Whether or not you believe in this or not, you got to follow a principle in order to be blessed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because this principle that we follow is that the principle that we follow. What is that? You got to sow to reap.
Mm-hmm.
That's the principle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now we're saying that we're in the kingdom of God, amen. And God in God's kingdom things work certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You just can't do it any kind of way and then expect good results out of anything, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If we know that God wants us to prosper, and we know that God wants us to be in good health, even as our soul prospers, God says then you got to follow my principle because my kingdom principle.
Mm-hmm.
See, our problem was that the reason man began to fail is because the man stopped following the kingdom principle.
Amen.
They stopped following God's laws and commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And then this is why things turned upside down because they stopped following principles. Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, even today, people who are saved today, amen. They don't follow God's principle, follow God's principle. And they wonder why we have shipwreck. And you have shipwreck in your life because there are principles to follow, amen. You got to sow the reap.
Amen.
I don't care what you do, amen. If you want to prosper, I don't care how you do it. If you don't give nothing, you don't get nothing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a law.
Amen.
And then sometimes we wonder why we fall in so short is because you're not following the principle.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about principles, principles are a way that you do things. When we say the kingdom, what is God's way of doing things? Amen. You see, God follows a principle in order to get what he wants. Proverbs 3:9 says what? It talks about give God the first fruits of your increase. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a principle with God?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did not God give his first fruit? Did not God give Jesus Christ with the first fruit of his increase?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that you and I, we are here now, is because God, what? He sold his first fruit. Abraham, what? Sold his first fruit, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God sold his first son, his only son, so that what? So that he can reap a benefit, so that he can reap the harvest, amen. And if you're going to reap a harvest, you're going to have to start following God's principles in order to be blessed.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
I mean, it just don't work no other way.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you got whenever we have in our lives, we got things like we want to obtain something, but we want to do what's necessary in order to obtain it. They say one thing we don't like responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We want to put it off on somebody else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We want somebody else to take care of it.
Amen. Amen.
We want somebody else to, a principle of prayer, we want somebody else to pray for us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's a principle. Prayer is a principle. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We always want somebody else to do things for us, that we can do ourselves, and even God set you free and loose you so that you can do it yourself, but yet you won't do it. And then you wonder, why is it that you don't have it? Why is it that you're not prosperous? If you're not sowing anything, you're not reaping it.
Amen.
We need to go back sometime and check to see why it is that I'm falling short all the time. Why it is that I'm in need all the time. You have to see if you're following the principle.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing it a kingdom way? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, the kingdom falls when we don't follow God's principle. Amen. We wonder why our nation is falling so low right now is because even the United States don't follow God's principle. That's why we fall it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, one thing that God had a principle that was when you loan your brother some money, you don't charge interest.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That was a principle God laid down in the kingdom. If I loan you some money, I don't charge you no interest.
Mm-hmm.
If I have a friend or somebody, if you have an enemy or a stranger, I would charge them some interest. But you don't charge your friends no enemy, because that's the principle in the way that God said you can be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about principles, amen. We get back to it and say, what? Give and it shall be given you.
Mm-hmm.
What's pressed down, what? Shaking together, running over, shall what? Up is given to your bosom. So if I'm sowing something to somebody, I'm going to reap the benefits of my sowing, because that's the principle. God
mm-hmm.
wants me to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And if I follow the principles of God, guess what? I'm going to prosper. I'm going to be blessed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be blessed from it, amen. But we got to be willing to have enough faith, what? In Jesus, that I know he wants me to prosper, amen. I know he wants me to prosper.
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Praise God. So God wants you to prosper. Don't let nobody tell you. Anybody tell you God don't want you to prosper, it's a lie of the devil.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So if you want to prosper, you want to do it God's way.
Amen.
See, when you follow the kingdom principles, they are three kingdom principles that guarantees me that if I follow these principles, I'm guaranteed to be blessed.
Amen.
I'm guaranteed to be blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See, we can find out what the problem is. Amen. What the problem is. I know God wants me to prosper because what? He has to get me out from under the pit. Let's look at the book of Galatians, amen. Because this is how you know God wants you to be prospered, because God did everything that he could do so that you could prosper, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You see, we got to get up and realize who we are, amen.
Amen.
We are kingdom children, amen.
That's right.
We are God's children, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One of the things, ways of prospering, amen, I think it's 5:2, Galatians 5:2. See, if we want to prosper, one thing we have to learn, even in this church, we got to learn that. We got to learn how to serve. How many say that? Say, I got to learn how to serve. I think it's Galatians 5:2. Read that, Sister Faith.
Behold, our power unto you.
Uh-huh.
And if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing.
Is that 5:2?
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 5:2?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. That's that serve you one another?
Mm-hmm.
And God said we need to be, in other words, we need to learn how to serve. I'm out of this. But the thing about it, if I'm going to prosper, I got to learn how to serve.
I'm going to prosper.
Galatians 5:13. 5:13. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What is that? The brothers, you have been called what?
You have been called king.
Uh-huh.
Only you and me are little people in cages in flesh, but by love, serve one another.
Now, one of the rules of blessing is to serve others if you're going to prosper. Now, God wants me to prosper, but I got to learn how to serve. Come on, say, I got to learn how to serve. Serve what? Serve one another. Amen. Do you not realize that every business or everything that you do is based on service?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got to give a service. You see, what he's trying to say, if you want to be prosperous, we learn how to serve one another. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You see, one thing we don't do, you know, you find out people don't like to serve. They don't like to do nothing extra. Amen. Praise God. They come into church, nobody wants to serve. And that's part of your training. Well, you're blessed in the same way. God wants you to prosper, but if you don't want to be in training to learn how to serve somebody else before you serve yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Amen.
KFC is about service.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Hospital is about service.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
See, and being training to prosper, we're learning how to serve. Now, he's talking about getting a restaurant. His restaurant can't prosper unless he got good service. Mm-hmm. If you go there and you don't fix the food on time, that ain't good service.
Mm-hmm.
His prosperity is going to be built in how well you serve people. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. See, God wants me to prosper, but I got to follow the principle.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, please.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You see, it's not that God don't want you to prosper. You got to follow the principle. If you don't follow good principle, we receive nothing. It always fails, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So what do we got to do? Learn how to serve one another, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Start by helping one another, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Start by putting your brother before yourself, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Amen.
Tell your brother instead of yourself. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Stop being self-centered. See, self-centered gets you nothing.
Right.
Self-centeredness takes you nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
When people are self-centered, amen, they're only thinking about themselves and prospering you nothing, amen. That's not the way of God. That's not the kingdom of God.
Amen.
What did Jesus say? I didn't come here to be served, even though I'm high and mighty. Come on, somebody. Even though I'm the Lord of heaven, amen. Even though I'm Lord of glory. I came all the way from heaven down here, not to be served, but I came here to serve you. And the reason that you and I are here now is because the Lord came down. He lowered himself enough to be able to serve somebody.
Amen.
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 And the reason we are here now and God became prosperous is because Jesus was willing to serve.
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
Got down so low there. Watch the people speak, amen. To show, hey, I'm somebody, amen.
Yeah.
I'm the Lord from heaven. I'm God. I'm God in the flesh, amen.
Amen.
But yet I can lower myself enough to get down and watch your feet and bring your feet. I'm low enough, amen. For wherever you are, if you're in the ditch or wherever you are, I can get low enough. I can get in the ditch with you, amen, and get you out of the ditch. Even though I'm God Almighty, but I can't die.
Yeah, hallelujah. That's right.
Oh, came down because I wanted to prosper.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You see, he wanted children, amen. But he realized in order to get it, he had to do some work behind it, amen. Praise God. He had to come down and learn. He had to come down and serve us, amen.
Yeah.
And if God can lower himself, Lord, no. To come down and serve, how they so can we learn how to serve one another?
Amen.
You ask people to do something in the church, they won't move a chair. First thing they do, walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look and see it in the paper on the floor. Don't know how to serve.
That's right.
Then we want to prosper. Then we want to be blessed. Come on, say, I got to follow the person.
Amen.
There are principles involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
And the things we do. Can I lower myself enough to serve?
Yes, Lord.
See, if we're going to get in, if we're going to be in the kingdom, you got to follow kingdom principles.
That's right.
In order to, see, when you follow kingdom principles, all these other things will be added to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You'll be blessed.
Yes, you will.
When I learn how to serve. Mm-hmm. The stores are blessed by how well they serve. You go to a restaurant because of how well they serve, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't serve food right, more than likely, nobody's going to go there. You know, like Sister left her food on the table. We went to a restaurant Sunday. She left her whole plate on the table. See, that restaurant don't fall. It's going to go down because it's not following good principles, amen. But the good principle in being blessed and being successful is serving. Make sure that your food tastes good, amen. Make sure it's seasoned right. Make sure it's come up to par of what it's supposed to be, amen. Praise God. And so God said, I want you to come up, amen, to be what I want you to be, amen. I want you to come on up, amen, and do what I want you to do. You see, if you follow me and obey me and learn how to serve, I'll see that you get blessed.
Amen.
I got to learn how to serve more, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I got to learn how to go through the world and learn how to serve the world, amen. To go out among them and tell them and compel them to come into the kingdom, amen, so I can tell them how to prosper. See, they don't realize they're in that position that they're in because they don't follow the principles of God.
Mm-hmm.
realize we're in the shape that we're in because we're not following principles. That's one of the principles, the third. Jesus was a servant,
amen.
He served us, amen.
Amen.
He ministered to us, amen. He was serving us. Somebody say, I got to learn how to serve. And even though we become ministers and things, you got to learn how to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And see, what we don't like to do, we always want to serve ourselves, but we won't serve the other one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first thing Jesus did, Jesus served John. And he was hiding in John.
Mm-hmm.
But he came and humbled himself enough and allowed John to baptize him. Huh?
Amen.
John said, well, I should be baptized for you. He said, no, that ain't the way it works, amen. I follow principles.
Mm-hmm.
I follow principles, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You see, that was when you talk about principle, we're talking about that's an order and the way you do things, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God is what? God's way of doing things, amen. And if God did things this way, in order for us to prosper and be successful the way God is successful, we do it God's way.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all with me today?
Mm-hmm.
See, God always intended for us to be. Mm-hmm. I don't say we're going to serve one another. We don't learn how to serve one another. We don't learn how to humble ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? All you think about is you.
Mm-hmm.
What did Jesus have to think about himself? Would he have gone to the cross?
Mm-hmm.
If he had been self-centered, you'd hear beat me. You'd hear beat me. Putting me on the cross and stoning me, and you gonna dislike me? I wouldn't have went to the cross saying you didn't beat me up. Come on. But the thing about it, what? You see, if I hadn't just think about myself, that's the way I would have been.
Right.
You see, people who do that is only thinking about themselves. They only think about their own field. They don't care about the other person. They only care about their own feelings, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You can't prosper in your own feelings, amen. Come on. One of the other principles that we go with is obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Even when I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why is it? I have to consider the word of God more important than myself. Are you with me here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say, God said, we got to learn how to live. Hallelujah. We got to learn how to do this thing right so that we can be blessed the way God wants us to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way that we want to be blessed, but the way God wants us to do it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, our problem is we haven't followed the principles and laws of God. Jesus followed laws and principles in order to accomplish what it is that he needs to accomplish. This is the kingdom, and this is time of the kingdom. In the kingdom, you're not just concerned about self anymore. You're more concerned about others than yourself. You see, God said, if you would take care of others, I'll take care of you. Isn't that so? If you pray for somebody else, if you pray for somebody else's problem, I'll take care of your problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. And what you do for somebody else, guess what? I'll do the same thing for you. We get so busy trying to do for ourselves and not realize that if I do for others, I'm not blessing come from helping others and not helping myself.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all with me today?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I changed like this. Praise God. Huh? And God told me, so he needs to know how to live. They got saved now. Tell me what to do after I get saved.
Mm-hmm.
I know we're on the way on the heaven. We're making the trip. But I need to eat while I'm on the trip, amen. Come on, I need some food while I'm on the trip, amen. I've got to get to a place that what? I've got to believe God, amen.
Amen.
That God, what is it? He'll supply all of my needs. what you did. Why would he take care of us? Because he's God all by himself. I want you to learn how to depend on me. Amen. Stop learning how to depend on yourself, but learn how to depend on God. Can we have enough faith in God to believe in God? That enough that I can depend on him, amen. If I do what he tells me to do, if he tells me, amen, if he tells me to give, he's going to take every street. See, when you give, when you sow and pay your tithes, amen,
mm-hmm.
I ain't backing up off that no more. People like to get around, but if you don't want to pay yours, you ain't going to hell because you don't pay it. But he sure going to cut some of your blessings off because what? That's a principle.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't put no seeds in the ground, guess what?
Ain't
no crop going to grow. Ain't nothing going to come up but cup of blood to do. Are you with me today?
Amen.
It's a principle. And you can follow it if you want to. Otherwise, follow it care. Well, you follow it or not, amen. I'm going to lay this principle. Father said, I'm going to put this principle out here. You either obey it or you don't obey it. Because what? I gave you the ability to make choices.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, while you was under the law, you didn't have no choice.
Right.
But now, I give you choice. You can do or not to do. If you don't do, you serve the consequence. If you do, you reap the blessings of it. Which one do you want to reap? Do you want to reap the benefits from God?
Yeah.
Or do you want to reap your own benefits?
Wow.
That you laid up for yourself? Come on, amen. I'm trying to say he wants us to prosper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we just want to pop. He wants you to do it his way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Y'all know the part when we talk about the prayer of Solomon. I won't turn there. You know the prayer of Solomon? If he had prayed a selfish prayer, he wouldn't have got rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know why he was blessed? Solomon was blessed because when he prayed, he said, Lord, I need wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that I might know how to go in and come out before your people. See, Solomon was so concerned about the folks rather than being concerned about himself. And God said, because you wasn't selfish in your prayer. You wanted wisdom. You wanted knowledge. You wanted understanding. It's because you cared about my flock. You cared about my people. Therefore, I'm going to give you all the other stuff that goes along with it.
Amen.
Come on, say, God gave it to him. I said, God gave it to him. God gave it to him because he was concerned about what? He was concerned about somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
When you get a vision or a dream that you are concerned about somebody else, then God will bless you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When you start wanting to do something to help somebody else, God will bless you in that, amen. Because it's not about you. Remember, it's about the other person, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God will reward you when you get concerned about somebody else's life. God will start taking care of your life, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, we're so concerned about our own life and not concerned about somebody else's life, and therefore we are stagnated and not blessed because we just think about ourselves.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Are y'all with me?
Hallelujah.
Huh? So God wants me to prosper. He did everything so that I could.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see Ephesians chapter 2, sir. Okay. Where did it come from? Let me see here. Chapter 2, start at verse 1, sir. Page 2.
You
read in chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Y'all go with me there, because I'm talking about today, amen. God wants us to prosper. And then I want to talk about why we don't prosper, amen. Read on.
And you have been quickened through a David's trespasses and sins.
Now, we were dead in trespasses and sin, amen. Because when you're in sin, you only think about sin. You know, when you become selfish, you just see that, amen. Read on.
In time you walk according to the course of this world, according to the strength of the power of the air.
Notice what it says here now. I'm talking about walking in kingdom principles and the way we used to walk. This is how we used to walk. This is what our thoughts used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? We weren't following the principles of God. We were following the principles of the devil,
amen.
Huh? We were following the lives of the devil. Amen. People in, was that in past time?
Mm-hmm.
In past time. Mm-hmm. You see, you have to realize why God saved you. Amen.
Amen.
God saved you so what? You wouldn't have to walk that way. Amen. To loose you from the crutches. Amen. And the crutches, let me call it, to loose you from the clutches of the enemy. He said, and then you were the principles of the world and you wasn't following the principles of God. Huh? That's what you did in the past, amen. We got, come on, Adam got off track after sin, amen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Adam was supposed to rule the world, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Adam had everything he needed. He wasn't, he didn't lack anything while he was in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But he got off track, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
See, Eve went out there trying to get things for herself.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? See, the reason she did what she did, she was self-motivated. Can y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
She was motivated. She was motivated by her own desire. But was that her desire? That wasn't her desire of God, did it?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? She was concerned about who? Self. See, that's when we go to get in trouble with God, when we become self-motivated.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than being self-motivated, we should become God-motivated.
Mm-hmm.
We should be motivated to do the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We should be motivated to follow the purposes of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That should be our motivation. Amen. I'm going to please God. Amen. Enoch was motivated that he pleased God, and that was his motivation. Because what? He wanted to see, he had a desire to please God, amen. He, and in order to please God, you can't please yourself.
Hmm?
Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
In order to please God, you can't please yourself.
Amen.
You can't do what you want to do.
That's right.
You can't act just out of any kind of way the way you want to act. Huh?
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen. What's happening? Oh, Lord Jesus. That's time run out. Praise God. What time does God want us to prosper? Amen. Read on. Let me go on.
The spirit that now working in the cure of disobedience.
I told you one of God's presence is what? Obedience.
Mm-hmm.
So that has a spirit that works in the what? Children of what?
Disobedient.
Amen. So we got to be obedient. What did God say in Isaiah 55? If you be willing and obedient. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If you be willing to obey, he said, if you be willing to obey my principles and follow my laws and my commandments, if you're willing to do those things, amen. Come on, amen. You ain't some good of the land. What did he say? I prosper you if you be willing and obedient. If you do what I tell you to do, amen. I see that you prosper. Not that you prosper yourself. This is where we don't go trying to seek out the riches. We don't go seeking them ourselves, amen?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to go design riches. All we have to do is be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And God says that's all we have to do. We have to learn how to obey the principles of God, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Learn the kingdom principles. Read on what you heard me say.
Verse 3, among whom also we all have our conversation in plain fact in the lust of our flesh.
What was wrong with us? Self motivated. Self desired. It's what I want. It's what I want. It's what I want. Hallelujah. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And then we act on our feelings. You know, if you're going to quit, I know when y'all went to school, if you're going to quit school because the teacher hurts the feelings, you would have never went.
Amen.
I think we would have been out. I know these kids complaining now about getting whippings and the teacher just pushed them aside. They need more than push-ups. They put you in the wall. brother had a, Mr. McCurdy had a strap, and it was one of them belt straps. You know, belt put on that. He had my feet cut off, and he'll whack your behind right there, and you'll feel the guy hurt because he did it right in front of everybody. I knew a preacher named Reverend Carr, and he was an assistant principal, and shoot. Reverend Carr must have whipped me like this. Was he hurt by feeling? He was hurt going to my feeling. One of the principles, but he was part of the principle. Discipline. If you don't discipline yourself, guess what? You get out the way. You do your own thing. Huh? If we don't care about our appetite, well, one of the greatest things of sin is our appetite. That's why they tell us to fast. To curb your appetite. Mm-hmm. Because if you have an appetite for something, you can be easier to see. I can't think of the scripture in Proverbs. He said, be careful what is, when you come before a ruler, be careful what is set before you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an appetite, catch the thought. Come on. Yeah, principle in this way. I got to discipline myself. Come on, are we following the right principle?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to learn how to do principles.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Because this is what's going to get us over.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's going to get us through right now. This is what Jesus did so that we could have this. Amen? In the book of Galatians, it talks about what? He delivered us from the curse of the law.
Mm-hmm.
So what? So that the blessing of Abraham could come. I mean, if the curse was the thing that stopped us from being blessed, if the curse was the thing that stopped us from prospering, why would he take us out from under the law so that the blessing can come? Mm-hmm. If he didn't want you to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
You see how when people get in the flesh, ain't no way in the Bible that it talks about God wants you to prosper. You're a liar.
Mm-hmm.
God wants you to get ready for heaven. Yeah, he do. But I got to get that. I got to make this journey first. Am I going to, one man said, you know what one brother said? He said, Lord, don't let me have too much. At least I forget about you. And don't let me not have enough. At least I steal.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? If you don't have enough, you're going to steal.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If a man hungry, he's going to steal it from you. He ain't going to, you know what I'm saying? God's trying to get you to, he wants you to be on the journey. Mm-hmm. Are you with me here, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So if he delivers you from the curse of the law, so that the blessing of Abraham can come upon you, what? Through faith in Christ Jesus. See, our faith is in Jesus, amen. And because our faith is in Jesus, I don't believe there's no curse on me anymore because what? He delivered me from it, amen. Come on, we say sickness is like a curse, amen. Poverty is a curse, amen. Come on. Amen. We don't belong in poverty, amen. Why is it? Because what? He made us the head, didn't he? And not the tail, amen. He said of what? He said us above, amen. And he said, we should be the one that people borrow from.
Right.
We should be the lenders.
Ooh.
Come on, but I am.
Come
on, say it. I am the lender. You got to stick that. And then walk toward that, amen? What? Learn the principles of God. Seek the kingdom. We got to start learning God's principles, amen?
Mm-hmm.
When we start learning God's principles and get out of this religious stuff we're doing,
mm-hmm.
get away from this religion we have,
mm-hmm.
amen? You can speak in tongues all day. If you don't learn nothing, amen, you're still in the same shape when you get through. Huh? Are y'all with me today? We've been practicing religion too long. And how do y'all do it?
What?
You vote when you came in, you vote now. Come on, you with me today?
Amen.
Come on, God wants us to rise up, amen. Come on, say, we're going to rise up. Come on, we're going to rise up from this. We're going to learn how to serve people, amen.
Amen.
We're going to come learn God's principles. Because that's the first thing he says, what? Speak ye that what? Sing. These are the last days. This is going to be the last message that he preached. Matthew 24. Talks about what? The last message that he preached is the kingdom of God. Doesn't he end on time? The gospel of the kingdom, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The good news of the kingdom. In other words, God said, when you get to a place to realize out of your kingdom, and you come under my banner,
amen,
and you obey me, praise God. I give you this kingdom, amen. And I don't give you the kingdom, but I give you everything else. Come on, somebody, amen. Come on, if you came to respect, amen, I give you everything in this kingdom. If you just learn the kingdom of principles and follow the things in the kingdom, and you'll be rewarded by the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right with y'all?
Amen.
Come on, we're going to stop being religious, amen.
Amen.
Playing and so putting ourselves away for what we're going to follow principles.
Mm-hmm.
We start with the first one, amen. I'm going to learn how to do that one, then I'm getting another one. I'm going to learn that principle. And then I'm going to keep learning principles there, what? I come up with everything, amen. I arrive until my arrival. I know somebody was wondering, I don't know, and you got that scripture where he said, when the gospel of the kingdom is preached, then the end will come. That's Matthew 24:14, if you want to know where it's at, amen. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 24:14, he talks about the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness. By the way, the world is going to see a witness of the power of God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You see, when Jesus talked about upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it,
mm-hmm.
Matthew 16, I think it's 16:16. When he talked about the gates of hell, what Jesus was saying, if you would follow my truth, if you would follow my principles, no devil in hell can stop you from being good.
Mm-hmm.
That's our spirit. In other words, that's the truth, you know, that the God's principles is the truth, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you would obey that, the gates of hell won't prevail against you.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're in this world, but we're not of this world, amen. And that means what? We don't follow the course of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do the way the world does it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We do it differently, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to serve one another rather than ask somebody to serve us. Well, wash my feet. No, I didn't get down and wash yours.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to be what? Humble. Humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Humble yourself. What did he say? If you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he'll do what? He'll exalt you in what? In due time, amen. Come on, God wants to exalt us, but we can't be exalted without following his laws, his principles, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The principles and laws of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And so he said, I want you to get to know this. I want you to know this. I want you to know, amen, that what? You was raised up with me. And because you was raised with me, amen. Amen. That means you're above the devil.
Mm-hmm.
We are above the devil. And the only way the devil can keep us down is to start getting us to break his law. I know we get to teach the Bible, but we think that we know it. You know, we keep all the money, you know, and then you broke and throw the money out. Because
mm-hmm.
you won't heal. You're holding on to what you got rather than throw that to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says, throw beside all water, didn't it? Mm-hmm. Thanks your bread upon the water.
Mm-hmm.
And after what? Many days, it'll come back to you, amen. But if you hold on, if you don't follow the principle, if you hold on to the seed, amen, you don't have nothing to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If you eat the seed all the time, just eat your seed, you ain't got nothing to sow. So God said, if you would trust me with your money, see, when you give to God, you're saying to God, that's the principle. You're saying to God, Lord, I trust you with this, and that you'll give it back to me. a hundredfold, shaken together. Pressed out. I'm dependent on God to give it back to me. I'm not dependent on Brother Page to give it to me back. Amen. I'm not bringing on things. Brother Pringles to give it back to me. Amen. I'm dependent on God to give it back to me. So my total, my faith and my confidence is totally in God.
Amen.
I'm not looking for somebody else to do this for me. I'm counting on God to do this. I'm counting on God because what? He's all sovereign. And because God is all sovereign, amen. Praise God. He's all powerful, amen. He's all knowing, amen. Praise God, amen. And because God is all of these things, I'm trusting in his sovereignty that he's able to provide all of my needs. Amen. According to my riches, so I've got my confidence. See, that's how you show God. I got confidence in you. Yeah, what I give to you, you said you get it back. My faith has to be in God to do this. When I start my business, if I start a business, my faith has to be in God. To believe that what? The curse is not against me if I follow his word. See, you only get into the curse what? When you stop following what? His law and his principle and his commandment. Then you come under the curse. Amen. It's not that he cursed you. You know, that's certain rules. Well, what are some of the rules you got to follow above and you got to rest on?
What city rules?
No, not mean just for business wise, you know, you have to rest on the phone.
You got to follow the city rules. You got to follow the code. You got to follow, like you said, about customer service. You got to open up on time.
You
got to kick butt when you get necessary to kick butt.
You got to be able to take it, man. You think about that? Come on, brother. You know, in the restaurant, come on. Tell me about it. What are some of the rules? I'm just trying to show you some principles. You got to be willing to give in, even when
you're right.
See, Jesus did no sin. Show you the truth. He didn't do anything wrong. But yet, he took the wrong to make you right. Come on, I'm talking about principle.
We got to learn how to do this. We got to give a lot, get a little.
Huh? You got to give a lot to get much, amen.
You got to give a piece, like you said, even when they roll, you got to give a piece of chicken to shut them
up. Praise God. I didn't know what I'm talking about. Can y'all see the principle there? Can you see the principle? Can you see what I'm saying today? Mm-hmm. About the principle, amen. Mm-hmm. That we need to learn how to follow. And then we'll become like God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We're going to quit now. We just want anybody that's on the line today, we got to quit. But I want you to know that God wants you to prosper. And he delivered us from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham could come upon us through faith. Abraham was blessed.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham was blessed by God. He wasn't blessed by himself. He was blessed by God. Amen. Now, if you're blessed by God, that means nobody can take you down when God puts you up.
Mm-hmm.
If there's somebody you want to be saved, Jesus died so that you could follow the principle. Because in the beginning, it says that the devil had a hook, right? And we were doing what he wanted us to do and not what God wanted us to do. We were following his principles and his rules, amen. You know, the men have a rule, amen. You know, some men, I won't say all the men, we had three rules. You know, when we've been seen, we followed, you know. And they weren't good rules either. Amen. Hey, so what were we doing? We were following what? The course of the world, wasn't it?
That's it.
Huh? You were doing something your daddy told you that wasn't right. You were doing things your friend told you that wasn't right. You was following the course of the world. So he said, come on back. I'm going to deliver you from that. I'm going to set you free from your sin. The things that's causing you to do wrong and making you to do wrong, I'm going to loose you from that.
Yeah.
So you can make righteous decisions. Is there somebody?
Line muted.
I pray God that you we heard this word today, we're going to finish it. From God that didn't know this, amen. I'm going to preach this, amen. This is going to be delivered. We're going to take this to the world because people on the street need to know how to get them a house. Amen. People on the street need to know how to get them a shelter. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, Father God, we thank you for the word of God today, Lord. We know that you want us to prosper and be in good health, even if your soul prosper. Lord, may we take on the mind, oh Lord, that it is you, Lord, that does all things, oh Lord. And it's you that give all things. It's you that all things. And Lord, because we look unto you, that is the heart and the finish of it. We give you praise, oh Lord, for bringing these things to pass. And we give glory, honor, and Jesus' name. Let everybody get saved.
Amen.
Everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all on Facebook today. If you'd like to donate anything, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. And you can send it PayPal or Cash App. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may God prosper your life in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We pray. Amen and amen. God bless y'all. God bless y'all. Amen. Amen. Thank God. It's time to quit. Anybody online, if you heard what anything was said, you got a little testimony, prayer request before we get out of here?
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Amen. If nobody online got a testimony, we're going to stand, be dismissed. Don't forget about Minister Prevost to be on tonight at 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock, amen. That number is 299-299. Amen. Thank God. If you'd like to donate something, y'all know how to give it. Your tithes and offering. We're going to ask God for it because that's the principle. Ask you for it because it's the principle. Amen. Amen. Don't forget about Monday through Friday. Amen. We have Minister Ray on. 8:30 in the morning. That's 1-120-11069#. I'll be on Monday through Friday on the Holy Ghost prayer line for 319-2020. That's starting at, you can come on in anywhere between 10 and 11. Amen. You can come on. Amen. Sister Alexandra is on 786-7473. At 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. And all you men online, don't forget about this Friday be Men's Day. And we want to know where God brought you from. Amen. If God brought you out of something, we want to know where he brought you from. Amen. Any more announcements? Anybody need some prayer or anything today? Amen. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. You got the Burns family.
Yeah.
Jeremy Burns.
The Jeremy family.
The Jeremy family. And the Burns family. Amen. Praise God. Anyone else? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us stand in. Amen. Amen. You know, God said that we are a kingdom of priests. And we are the priests. I'm going to start some prayer. I don't know how you can do this. I'm going to start prayer. But the Bible does say we only have to pray. And we need to have prayer. And we get all the time. We only put the door to anything but pray. And we hope that everything is that way. Right? Mm-hmm. Right? Thank God for the comfort of his healing for the people. And we do everything in that house goes
to work. Prayer is light work.
So I pray God that me and Sister Faye, we're going to come. I'm going to find out what Saturday we can come.
Later.
think Paul does
himself? Well, you know, if you have to come by yourself, you come by yourself. Amen. I forget about the money, amen. If anybody want to give an offering, you know, I always forget about the money. I don't know how a man can forget about the money.
Praise God.
Y'all give your money to Sister Faith if you got some offering, your time and offering, and whatever you like to give to the Lord. Give that unto the Lord. You want to dismiss us, sister? Well, you told me not to call people name out. Hey, man. Sister Prevost, do you mind me asking you to dismiss us today and pray for the things that need to be prayed for, those requests made known? In Jesus' name, you're dismissed. Amen, amen. See y'all Wednesday night. Amen. God bless you.
If you hold on just a little while longer, I know he will come through just for you. I'm talking to the person who was frustrated to the point that you said throw the whole year away. The devil is a liar, cause what's coming for you, it's gonna be
big.
Get ready.
Open the
check in the mail. Raises and bonuses. Healing in your body. Your children are gonna make it. I believe. Mama, I made it.
God is about to blow my mind.
If you're doing it big, let's go. Phone out and take a selfie, cause what you look like now, you won't look like next year. Cause God is a big guy.
God is a big guy.
God is a big guy.
May
I believe.
I believe.
Yeah, it's my season.
That is my season.
God didn't bring you this far just to bring you this far.
I believe.
Say this, it's my time.
That it's my time.
Yeah.
It's my time.
You're doing it big. Let's go.
How you feel it?
Breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. I'm anticipating. Fellas, stop, get ready.
Ready.
Yeah.
God's getting ready to move.
This is my favorite part.
Work.
Yeah. better stay close to you, cause the next thing God is doing for you is gonna be
bless you.